Little Mind.
This is Sinduja and
Vaishnavi.
Hey Mama, I have a riddle for you. Are you ready for it?
What is it?
An old man died when he was 100 years old, but his birth certificate showed that it was his 25th birthday. And here's a clue. He was born in the month of February.
Such a tricky riddle. Is it because they read his birth certificate wrong?
No, Mama. It is because he was born on 29 February and that day comes once in 4 years. So when his first birthday was there, he was 4 years old.
Ah, so you're talking about leap year. That was a good one. Hey Vaishnavi, do you know what a leap year is and about calendars?
Yes, Mama. But can we first talk about the calendar?
Okay, dear. A calendar is a tool used to mark the passing of time. Ancient people created their calendar based on the obvious event they know, like changing positions of sun, moon, and stars. These calendars help them figure out when to plant and harvest their plants.
Yes, we currently use calendar as a tool to organize and measure time in days, weeks, months, and years. There are two types of ancient calendars, lunar calendars and solar calendars. Lunar calendars are based on the phases of the moon. These calendars were used by ancient civilizations such as Sumerians, Egyptians, and Babylonians.
That's right. Solar calendars are based on phases of sun, which helped agricultural practices. There are many calendars being formed based lunar and solar calendars like Egyptian calendars, Mesopotamian calendar, Mayan calendar, Roman calendar and other cultural calendars.
Currently, Gregorian calendars based on the phases of the sun is being followed and introduced in 1582 AD. Number of days it takes Earth to complete one orbit around the sun is approximately 365.25 days and known as a year. Each month has an irregular day consisting 30 to 31 days and 28 days in February. There is an additional day added to February every 4 years once, and that year is called leap year.
Yes, Vaishnavi. We generally round up a year to have 365 days. But as you said, it takes 365.25 days for Earth to complete one orbit around Sun. So to make up for the missing partial day, we add one day to our calendar approximately every 4 years.
Mama, I have a doubt. I learned somewhere that a year that is not divisible by 400 is not a leap year. Can you tell me more about it?
You heard it right. While both Gregorian and Julian calendars use leap year systems, there is a slight difference. The Julian calendar adds a day to the calendar every 4 years. The Gregorian calendar does the same, except when the year is divisible by 100 and not divisible by 400. In this case, the leap year is skipped.
I still don't understand. Can you explain this thing again with example, please?
Okay. For example, we are in the year 2023 now and moving to 2024 very soon. And as you know, 2024 is divisible by 4 and hence it is a
leap year.
But if we take example of the year 2100, 2100 is divisible by 100 but not 400. Hence, this year 2100 will be skipped. The year 2000 was divisible by 400, hence a leap year. How about the years 1700, 1800 and 1900 are not leap years? I hope it is clear now.
Yes, Mama. That's a lot of math for the day. In fact, for the whole year. Hey, buddies. It's been fun learning so many things with you this year. Me and my Mama will meet you in the next year with some more interesting topics. Happy New Year, guys. See you next year.
Don't forget to follow, like and share.
This is Sinduja and
Vaishnavi signing out.
You were listening to
Curious Little Mind.
Bye.